This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani and the deputy head of Iran's Hashed al-Shaabi military force were among those killed in an attack on Baghdad's airport early Friday. Iraqi state TV reported Soleimani's death in a breaking news alert citing sources from Hashed, which is dominated by Shiite majority factions close to Tehran. A spokesman said that the airport attack also killed the deputy commander of Iran-backed militias known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF blamed the United States for an attack at Baghdad International Airport Friday. Reuters news agency quoted two U.S. officials as saying that strikes had been carried out against two targets linked to Iran in Baghdad, but the officials declined to give further details. The Iraqi military said that a rocket slammed into the airport early Friday, targeting a Hashed military convoy. The White House said President Trump has warned Turkey's president that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. As Emer McCarthy reports, the phone call came after Turkey's parliament on Thursday overwhelmingly approved the bill that allows troop deployment in Libya.
Turkey's parliament overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing troop deployment in Libya on Thursday, a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but is unlikely to see boots immediately on the ground. President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News. A state of emergency underway in South Wales in Victoria State has declared a state of disaster as Australia battles deadly bushfires. As Phil Mercer reports, thousands of vacationers have been ordered to leave the area.
The mass exodus.
Interpol has issued a warning.
And Taiwan grounded its fleet of Black Hawk helicopters after a crash killed the island's top military officer and other prominent personnel. The official news agency said Friday that all 52 of the UH-60M aircraft belonging to the Air Force, Army, and National Airborne Service have ceased flight operations while they are inspected for any problems with their structural software, radar, as well as other systems. The one that crashed Thursday morning in forested mountains outside the capital was a model dedicated to search and rescue and had been delivered in 2018, according to the Defense Ministry. The crash killed eight people, including a former Air Force general who had taken over as a chief of general staff in July. The victims included both pilots, the deputy head of the Political Warfare Bureau, and the deputy chief of the General Staff for Intelligence, while two lieutenant generals and a major general were among the five survivors. Memorial services were being held for those killed, and all three candidates in January 11th's presidential election suspended their campaigns to observe a period of mourning. Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who jumped bail in Japan and then fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges. And the Trump administration announced Thursday that it will prohibit fruit, candy, mint, and dessert flavors from small cartridge-based e-cigarettes that are popular with high school and middle school students. AP Sagar Magani.
It's the federal government's biggest step yet to fight a surge in teen vaping. It will ban fruit, candy, mint, and dessert flavors from small cartridge-based e-cigarettes, the kind you see at gas stations and convenience stores. But two flavors will stay on the market.
Tobacco and menthol are much less likely to be used by kids.
It's one of two major exemptions for the multi-billion-dollar vaping market. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says large tank-based vaping devices, which are mainly sold in shops catering to adults, will still be allowed. Combined, the two exemptions are a big retreat from President Trump's original plan to ban all vaping flavors from all types of e-cigarettes.
We want to protect the industry.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.